destroying liberal myths with reckless abandon.
All right, we talk about the freedom of the press a lot, so it's important that we include both sides of the conversation. Because I do not believe the press is the enemy of the people. I believe that there are people that are reckless reporters and so forth, but it's your obligation, your responsibility to sort it out for yourself. I don't need some government oversight committee. I don't need some group of information czars deciding what I need to see. I don't need them shutting down websites or pulling down so-called fake news or hate speech for me to be okay. I'll be okay on my own. Leave me alone. And freedom of the press may be guaranteed in the Constitution, but some Republicans would give the president the authority to close down certain news media outlets, and I don't agree with that either. A new public opinion survey conducted by Ipsos and provided to the Daily Beast left-leaning website. Disclaimer there. The findings present a sobering picture of the Fourth Estate, with respondents showing diminished trust in the media and increased support for punitive measures against its members. They also illustrate to the extent which Trump's anti-press drumbeat has shaped public opinion about the role the media plays in covering his administration. Now, all told, 43% of self-identified Republicans said they believed the president should have the authority to close news media outlets engaged in bad behavior. 36% disagreed with that point of view. Let me put it this way. I don't know where you come from politically, but I will guarantee you this. The president has no business shutting down the news media. Now, Sarah Huckabee Sanders can ignore Jim Acosta and not take his questions because he's an obnoxious pig. And that would be okay with me because he's just obnoxious, screaming questions all the time. Many of them, what I consider to be over the line and inappropriate. And so you just ignore that person. And if they get really obnoxious, you talk to the chief of staff. You have them changed out for somebody else. But you don't shut down a news media outlet and whatever they're suggesting here. And the press is not the enemy of the people. Certain reporters are not friends of the people, and they're not being honest with the people, and the report should be questioned all the time, but they're not enemies of the people. And when you talk about the First Amendment being under attack, it usually comes from the left, but if it comes from the right, that's not okay. It's not okay to attack the press in general. Not okay to attack the First Amendment in general. But the problem is most people don't know what's in the First Amendment. College kids don't know what's in the First Amendment. College kids at prestigious universities have no idea. I know it's hard to believe, isn't it? I've got a video here. I'm going to share the audio from this video from Campus Reform. They went to the campus of Columbia University to ask about the First Amendment. Here's a taste. Go ahead.
I'm Calvin Phillips with Campus Reform. Today we're at Columbia University talking to young people about freedom of speech. Is the First Amendment still relevant today? And do people actually know what's in the First Amendment? Let's find out. In the First Amendment of the Constitution, there are five freedoms listed that are protected under the First Amendment. I've got $20 right here if you can name all five.
No way I'm naming all five.
Any come to mind, freedoms under the First Amendment?
Yo, I have no idea.
But can you name the five freedoms protected under the First Amendment?
No, I definitely can't. I don't know.
Nah, no, I can't.
Yeah, any?
I mean, we can guess. Under the First Amendment. Nah. Oh,
how long do I have?
Dude, you took con law. You should be able to do
this. This is Columbia.
So freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Freedom of the press.
Yep.
You're the constitutional lawyer here, man. You got this. Come on.
You gotta do it.
Constitutional lawyer. Doesn't know.
Right now, also. So, dude. No pressure, but.
Freedom of press.
Yep. Free speech. Right to bear arms. Is that a different amendment?
That might be a different
Second Amendment.
That could be. There you
go. Now I feel like I need to go home and just read.
The right.
Hurts, doesn't it?
To a jury by your peers.
Painful, isn't it?
Then I'm done.
Freedom of the press. Freedom of.
Stop right there. Here's the problem with all of this. And again, that's a Campus Reform video. The problem with all of that is these are the people that want to change the First Amendment. These are the people that want to tell you what's in the First Amendment. These are the people that want to set rules and laws based on the First Amendment that they know absolutely nothing about. It's mind-boggling that they know absolutely nothing about the First Amendment. They know nothing about America. They know nothing about the Constitution, and they want to tell you what they know about it. Because these people, these imbeciles, will stand there and pontificate about the American Constitution and they'll quote the American Constitution, and they'll say this and that, and, you know, give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses. That has nothing to do with anything. That's a plaque on the Statue of Liberty. That's it. A plaque, a poem. And they don't know that. They don't know that the freedom of the press, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the right to assemble, and the right to petition the government for a redress of grievances. They don't know any of those things. Those are the five, by the way. And no, I don't have to look. And the Second Amendment, yes, does guarantee me, I, an individual, the right to keep and bear arms. And there you have it. And yes, there it is. 5 for 5. Didn't have to look it up. Pretty good, huh? And that's why it's concerning that American citizens, kids in college at Columbia, don't know the basics about the American. It's called the Bill of Rights for a reason. This is your contract with the government of the rights that you have, inalienable rights, God-given rights, given to you by a higher power than some human being. It's given to you by God. That's what the Constitution says, inalienable rights. You know, the right to not incriminate yourself, the Fifth Amendment. No unreasonable search and seizure, the Fourth Amendment. You don't have to put soldiers in your home on demand, the Third Amendment. And I can do these pretty well by memory. But the fact of the matter is, these kids at Columbia can't even name what's in the First Amendment off the top of their heads. Anyhow, yes, it was pointed at you. It's 51 after the hour. I greatly appreciate you being here. This part of the program brought to you by our good friends at the Michigan Chamber. They're out to protect you from getting your identity stolen. You need to get the Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. Go to stevegruber.com, because either your data has been stolen or it has not. So go to stevegruber.com, click on the ID Theft Protection logo to find out more. I've done it. It works. I found out I had a speeding ticket in Columbus, Ohio in 1998. Shocking. You'll learn a lot more as well. stevegruber.com.